Welcome to The Flash Business, where we dive into the heart of the business world to bring you the latest and most impactful stories. In today's episode, we're exploring the changing tides in major investment bank strategies, taking a closer look at GE Aerospace's remarkable performance post-spinoff, and rounding off with General Motors' surprise earnings report that's sending shockwaves through the auto industry. Let's decode what these developments mean for the stock market, the aerospace sector, and the evolving landscape of the auto industry. Kicking off today's episode, we're talking about Goldman Sachs and their recent perspective shift on the stock market's rally. Sean, can you give us the details on this?
Absolutely, Wendy. Goldman Sachs, known for its bullish outlook on the stock market, is now expressing concerns. In their latest report titled Paradise Postponed, strategists Dominic Wilson and Kamakshia Trivedi highlight emerging near-term risks for stocks. While the firm has maintained a confident stance even without Federal Reserve interest rate cuts, recent data has led them to reconsider.
What specifically has caused this shift in their outlook?
Persistent inflationary pressures are at the heart of their concerns, Wendy. This shift in perspective is substantial, given Goldman Sachs' influence in market forecasts. They now see the Federal Reserve possibly adopting a more hawkish stance based on the latest economic data indicating sticky inflation. This, they say, poses the first real challenge to equity markets in nearly 6 months.
So how are they advising investors to navigate this shift?
Their advice leans towards favoring high-quality parts of the market, with a particular eye on non-US equity markets. These markets may offer a more favorable growth and inflation mix, especially if monetary easing outside the US occurs later and more slowly than expected. Despite these pressures, Goldman Sachs remains somewhat optimistic about inflation easing into 2024.
It's interesting to see such a pivotal player revising strategies amidst global economic uncertainties. Now on to GE Aerospace and its impressive performance post-spinoff. Sean? After a significant restructuring, GE Aerospace seems to be on an upward trajectory. Lester, what can you tell us about their recent performance?
Post-spinoff, GE Aerospace has indeed shown remarkable financial health. They reported adjusted earnings of 82 cents a share, which is significantly higher than Wall Street's estimate of 66 cents a share. Revenue rose 11% from the previous year to $16.1 billion, and their focus under CEO Larry Culp has been pivotal in this growth.
And how does GE Aerospace see itself moving forward?
Looking ahead, they're optimistic. GE Aerospace has increased its adjusted operating profit expectations for the current financial year and projects aggressive growth into 2025. Their substantial order book increase, driven by escalating demand for aircraft from giants like Boeing and Airbus, underscores their strong market position and growth trajectory.
Their resilience and strategic foresight seem to be paying off. Now shifting gears to the auto industry with General Motors' latest earnings report. Lester? General Motors has delivered a stunning earnings report, outperforming expectations and shaking up the stock market. Rachel, how did GM achieve this?
GM's success appears rooted in strategic stock buybacks, cost-cutting measures, and an aggressive rollout of new EV models. These efforts have not only differentiated GM from competitors like Tesla, but also led to a nearly 5% increase in their stock price in early trading.
This certainly puts GM in a favorable light, especially in the competitive EV market. What do you think this signals for the auto industry?
GM's performance is a strong indicator of legacy automakers' potential to lead in the EV space. Their focus on innovation and strategic planning positions them well to navigate future challenges and capitalize on market opportunities. It's a powerful statement about the industry's evolving landscape and the broader market's health.
Thank you for that comprehensive analysis, Rachel. It's been an enlightening discussion on today's major business stories. As we wrap up, let's reflect on the evolving dynamics in the investment banking, aerospace, and automotive sectors.
Each segment offers unique insights into how businesses adapt and thrive amidst economic fluctuations and market challenges. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Business, we're reminded of the importance of strategic adaptation and the resilience businesses must have to navigate through economic uncertainties. Whether it's investment banks reassessing the stock market, aerospace companies soaring to new heights, or automakers accelerating into the future, one thing remains clear: change is the only constant. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand.